would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is passion, and today's topic is Be the Change. This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, trance channel for Archangel Metatron, and awakened healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And I also teach online spiritual classes, and you can sign up for those over on my website at juliegeigel.com. And for the month of October, we have a couple special classes coming up. The first week in October, the first Thursday, October 5th, we have Mountain Trip Meditation, which is designed to help you open up your intuitive abilities. And then coming October 12th, we have Help for Anxiety and Depression. And you can get more information and sign up for those classes over on my website at juliegeigel.com. And coming up for November, I will be teaching a Reiki Level 1 class. So stay tuned for that. Excited to get back into teaching Reiki classes. I used to do that several years ago in person, and now we're going to give it a shot online. Yay! All right, I think we are ready here. So let me grab the tincture bells, and we're going to clear out any lower vibrations, if I can talk today, any lower vibrations, and create a pure sacred space for our trance channeling today. And then I will invite you to take 3 deep breaths as we begin. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here this beautiful day, assisting in absorbing and transitioning with the new light energy that has arrived on this planet. And so imagine with us, if you will, opening up all of your chakras, balancing, aligning, and attuning to this beautiful frequency, calling in your spiritual counsel, opening up to receive divine inspiration and specific guidance from your own team. And the Pleiadians are here now, joining us in this transmission. It may seem as if things are very erratic on your planet at this time. but trust and know that all is unfolding perfectly. All is opening and feel yourself being grounded, Mother Earth, assisting in creating a beautiful framework for you to stand upon, grounding yourself in strength, in serenity, in your power. For as we have reminded you many times before, when you get caught up in the drama of the planet, in the political system, in the natural disasters, in the chaos around you, you lose your footing, you become unsure, insecure, and fearful, and ultimately powerless. This is a natural egoic reaction. This is the default your physical being runs on. But no more. You are being rewired each and every day, each and every time you listen to our voice, to spiritual knowledge, spiritual truth. You are aligning with your soul, your spirit, and the universe beyond you. You are here to assist in the change on this planet. Stay rooted in that power. And remember that you are not doing this alone. You have much support and many resources from beyond that are assisting you. As we speak, there is a beautiful opening occurring within your mind, allowing this divine inspiration to flow. The instant knowing and crystal clear clarity that is coming with this frequency, this light, will assist you in taking the steps to create the change that the planet is crying for. Yes, you are hearing voices. Yes, this whisper in your heart, in your mind, is the cry of Mother Earth. The planet. She needs your help. Open your heart with compassion and empathy and focus upon that which is before you. Great planetary change. Do not be afraid. Be loving. Be powerful. Be open. And now just take a moment to go deeper and deeper into your heart space, dissolving all limitations, dissolving all blocks or interference to this beautiful connection, this beautiful communication that you have with your counsel. You are receiving a beautiful healing at this time, allowing you to transcend the planetary emotions, allowing you to transmute that energy into love. So imagine gathering all of this energy, the fear, the panic, the frustration, and imagine it swirling in a beautiful vat, going faster and faster and faster until it evaporates and dissolves. And now imagine the beautiful swirling energy of love in and around and through you and all that you are connected to, powerful, strong, everlasting, infinite love. As you become one with the love that you are, your power will be ignited in unimaginable ways. You are needed now. Hear the call. Answer the call. And be the change the planet is crying out for. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. This is Julie Geigel channeling Archangel Metatron, and you can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, and we are taking callers in our next segment at 1-202-570-7057. Stay tuned.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on ohmtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel with our lovely Susan Schuler. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Julie. How are you?
I am lovely, lovely. I took a new class here last week, and it was all about the next level of awakening, which is enlightenment. And so I was totally feeling some new changes occurring within my DNA structure.
Yeah. you could feel it. You could absolutely feel that.
Wow, that's exciting. That's really exciting. Yeah, yeah. So there's like three levels of the awakening process. There's awakening, and then the next level is transformation, and then the final stage is enlightenment or God realization. And when you get to that final stage of enlightenment, it is, oh my gosh, it's like so heavenly. But the number one thing is that it totally clears out any emotional charges you have with anything. And it doesn't create a sense of apathy or lack of compassion, but it does create this beautiful, beautiful sacred love, that peace beyond all understanding. And so it's really so cool to work with this new energy and to really begin to feel it in my body, my soul, my relationships with my family, and my channeling today. It was like, whoa! Loving it. We have a caller, so we're going to jump to the caller, and then we'll be discussing some of the messages that came through today with Metatron. We have Kimmy from Tampa with us this morning. Good morning, Kimmy.
Good morning. How are you?
I am lovely, actually. And how are you this day?
I'm doing wonderful myself.
Beautiful,
thanks,
beautiful.
For
Absolutely. And we would love to hear if you have any thoughts on our show today, the channeling, or comments in general, or if you have called in for a free psychic reading. We're also here to help you with that.
Well, I do enjoy your introduction from 10 to 10:15. It's good meditation.
Thank you.
And I do have a question about my love life. Just wondering, when will I meet that soulmate, or have I already met him?
All right. That's actually a great question for the chart. I work with the percent of value chart and a pendulum that I created myself. And I did pull a card from the romance deck. I'll tell you what that one is in just 1 second. So option one is that you've already met him. He's already in your energy field. Option two is this is a brand new person. So we're just going to let go of expectations here, Kimmy, and we're going to ask your counsel, Metatron, what's most likely to occur in this situation. And the chart is saying it's option two. It's a brand new person coming in. And before I turn it over to Sunison, I just wanted to mention the card that comes from the romance deck is the wedding card. So I'm definitely seeing that this next guy that you meet is going to be the one. he's the one.
Wow.
I know.
That is awesome.
Susan, what are you feeling? We're going to turn it over to Susan.
Okay, I absolutely agree with what Julie's saying about it being a brand new person, because the way I kind of look at things is I'll pose a question and if the energy jumps up, that feels real positive. And when the minute she said brand new person, it like shot right up. So for me, it feels more like it's an organic way of meeting too. So I don't know if you've done online dating, but it doesn't feel like that's necessary with this. It feels like it will just be a natural sort of occurrence, almost like the way that it feels to me is it may be through mutual acquaintances the two of you will meet up. It does feel like it's a very, very important relationship to me. And I feel like when I say it's a very, very important relationship, it's going to be different than the other relationships that you may have experienced, because I feel like with this relationship, there's going to be, like, this person may have a certain level of enlightenment going on, so it will enable you to have a level of vulnerability that you've not been able to have in other relationships in a safe way. All right, so that to me feels just amazing. So I'm very excited by that. Now, to me, if I look at a time frame, I don't feel like this is happening tomorrow, but I do feel like it's happening in the next 2 years. Okay, Julie, did you pick up anything on a time frame?
Beautiful, beautiful. No, that's kind of what I was saying too, is that it, again, that that idea of it being organic, not forced, and to just surrender. Surrender, and don't ask that question, where is he, when's he coming, why isn't he here yet? You want to be in the joy, you want to be adventurous, and you want to be living your life free of worry and just trusting and knowing that it's going to happen. It is happening right now.
It's happening right now. Awesome. Now, the other person that you were thinking about right now that I already know, will I continue to date him throughout?
Kimmy, can I have his first name if that's okay?
His name is Brian.
Brian, okay. I'm just going to look at
with a Y.
And we're just going to go one more comment, Susan, and we need to shift into our other discussion.
Okay, I guess I'll go first. To me, it just feels like Brian's good right now, but I don't feel, and it doesn't feel bad, you know what I mean? I'm not saying, ooh, back away from this one quick. It just feels like it's serving its purpose at this time.
Him with me.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Kimmy, and thank you for your support with
thank
our radio
you
show.
You so bet, much, you ladies. Bet.
Bye, Kimmy.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, so very awesome. And we're going to shift over to Metatron and some of the channeled messages that came in with that this morning. And we'll let Susan start us off.
Okay, very good. Boy, honestly, I think I wrote 2 pages of notes on today's one. It's funny, sometimes, I mean, you're always on a roll, Julie, you always are, but it just
you're
feels
so
like
sweet.
Today it was very much so. So I loved how he started with aligning us to our higher energy. So it enabled us to receive divine information from our team, because I think that like really helps when people are trying to live their dreams, trying to live their passion. And especially like as he did mention all the erratic things that are going on in our planet. And I wrote down the quote, trust and know all is unfolding naturally, all is opening. So much like Kimmy, our caller that we just had, it's like to force things, it's not the way to go. And it's also not the way to go to stress over everything that's happening. And I mean,
I don't know if you heard anything about the doomsday prophecy. I think it was on Saturday or Sunday that one of the evangelists was talking about. It was sort of all over the social media. So, I mean, you still hear these people who are like, you know, fire and brimstone, we're all going, you know, we're going to implode or whatever. And it is easy to jump on that bandwagon. So I love the way that he said, it's your ego's reaction. It's your natural ego default. And that's just, you just have to acknowledge that and not beat yourself up for the fact that you're like, oh my God, and you go into that panic, but to then allow yourself to say, okay, but I'm not going to allow that, and allow yourself to be rewired. And I think that's the word he may have used, to be rewired. And we're rewired each time we listen to spiritual knowledge and spiritual truth. And on a side note, I'm home with my mother right now, and my mother is Christian, and I've been sitting with her listening to a lot of the sermons that she likes on YouTube. And Julie, you've mentioned this before. So many times, I think, whether you're Christian or you would consider yourself spiritual, it's just a change of the words. And I swear, every time that they said Satan, I could have said ego, and it would have fit perfectly with my own ideology.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
I know.
It's like
And
I have to say, I've been thoroughly enjoying listening to all of my mother's Christian speakers. So to me, it's like, doesn't matter where you're getting that spiritual alignment or knowledge from. It's the same. And Julie, do you want to jump in? I still have more I can say, but do you want to say anything about?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is just fabulous, Susan. I'm just going to let you roll.
Okay. And then another thing that was when he said about you are not doing this alone. I just had a conversation with my best friend before the show started. She's going through divorce. And she said, I just feel so alone. And I read this article and I realized that this is what all people go through when they're getting divorced. And I said, honey, that's just across the board. It's like there are no new things. It's like we're never alone. People have always gone through the things that we're going through. And there is sort of like this, I don't know, safety that we feel, if there's like safety in numbers, when you know that, you know, there are other people that are dealing with the same sort of stuff that I'm dealing with. And I'm not alone. And I just love the way that he said that. And he said that the crystal clear instant knowings that you have will help to create the planet's change. So, I mean, we are having those little moments, those little clarity, that little epiphany here, epiphany there, that does make it where it's like, okay, ooh, that makes sense. I mean, you might go two steps back after that epiphany, but then you're going to be going forward too. So, and it's like how, even like you were saying, Julie, about the different waves that you've experienced, it's, even as you hit that more evolved wave, you're still kind of going up and then back and then a little further up. And it's just such a progression.
Absolutely. And it's such a process, too. It's not like a light switch where one day you're not awakened and the next day you are. And I mean, the whole awakening process is just something I had not even, I was like two when I was thinking, okay, somebody just flip the switch and I'll be awakened and then everything will be fine. Well, it's not really about that. It's not about everything being fine. But yeah, I mean, Gandhi, that be the change that you wish to see in the world. And also you can be the peace. You can be the serenity amongst the chaos. You don't have to have a perfect world. People don't have to change. You don't have to have things different than they are for you to find peace within your soul and for you to be able to affect change on the planet. So beautiful. Ah, I just love our discussions here. Okay, everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Susan Schuler will be channeling Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Transchannel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OhmTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day. Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. We hope you enjoyed Julie's beautiful channel from the Very Wise Metatron, as well as our previous discussion. As a channeler, I work with a team of guides from the Akashic Records, of whom Jacob is the master teacher and leader of this group. The Akashic Records are where I gain much information during my past life readings. As a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, I do readings for clients in person and on the phone and with Skype all over the world. I do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations around Los Angeles and New York. My next big demonstration will be with the Arthur Findlay College tutor from the United Kingdom, Chris Drew, on Saturday, October 21st in Orange County. The lovely Lori Walker will be joining us as well. Tickets for this Power of Three evening of mediumship are $35 and can be purchased online at the number 3power.eventbrite.com. Chris Drew will also be doing an event down in San Diego with James Van Prague on October 24th, so I feel blessed to be working once again with this very accurate and very entertaining man. For more information about these events, email me at mediumsusan@icloud.com. Aside from private readings and demonstrations, I also teach classes and hold small development circles in Santa Monica and online. Julie and I, as she has mentioned in the past, are very excited about our online Lightworkers Mentorship Program. This is an ongoing four-month training where we teach about psychic development, mediumship, and connecting to spirit guides and angels. Our Level 2 course will be beginning in November. You can check out either of our websites for that information. Any other information, you can check out my Facebook page at Susan Schuler Psychic Medium. And my website is mediumsusan.com. And as we just took our last caller, don't forget that we're still accepting calls at 202-570-7057. So let me switch gears right now and ask Jacob to step forward as I take a nice deep breath and invite him in. Good morning today, you beautiful, bright, shining souls. We are overjoyed that you are with us, choosing to address where your passions lie. We understand your busy days pull you in many directions, so commend yourselves for choosing to be here today. But isn't that so with life? You choose to show up in certain ways to do the work. We remind you that the act of simply showing up
can be the majority of the battle. And your ego can be the master manipulator, finding ways and reasons for you not to do what the soul most desires. The ego, in its adorable little way, will stomp its feet and have a tantrum, often loudly, when it feels it might be losing its strong hold on you. It will use manipulative ploys, like reminding you that you are not smart enough, fast enough, good enough, creative enough, or innovative enough to achieve your dreams. The negative little nag will remind you that you must make money and show how it is more important to be practical and that dreaming is really only for those who sleep. We tell you now this simply isn't so. This is merely a ploy used by your selfish little ego to gain more control, further manipulating you away from the true reason you chose to incarnate on the planet at this time. Do not listen to the voices of doubt, for they are not really who you are, but rather plug yourself back into the spirit and reconnect yourself with your soul. We know we have spoken of this before, but still many of you remain not taking the time to do this, so we will address it once again. If you only connect in with the ego, you will continue to fall short in daring to dream. Your passions, the real reason you are here, is deeply connected into your soul. So it is most vital that you spend time daily allowing your soul to step to the forefront, realigning to the soul and learning how to remember who you are. For when you do this, your passions will bubble to the surface and it will become crystal clear why you are here and how exactly you are meant to help change the world. But none of this will be possible if you continue to believe that you are that small-minded, sophomoric thinking and selfish ego. You are not. You are so much brighter, bolder, braver, and innovative than you could ever imagine. We see it and wish you would as well. For the time is now to step forward. Many of you know this and are beginning, but still allow the self-doubt to hold you back. But now is not the time to allow the self-doubt to rule the show. But all of this begins with sitting quietly on a daily practice and reconnecting with your soul and the memory held inside so you can begin to remember what your mission is. There are times you feel this and it will bubble up, but then that is when many of you allow the ego to take over with all the many logical reasons about why living a life that is your passion would never work out. That is when you allow the self-doubt to rule you and to disconnect once again from the soul, connecting yourselves rather to the ego, but under the guise of being logical or practical. For this is the untruths that the ego likes to sell you, and we ask you not to buy it. We stand before you now to tell you that you already have everything you need to live your passion and change the world. You need not more classes, more money, a more youthful body, greater intelligence, or to live someplace else. We say again, everything you need to change the world already lies within. You simply need to answer the call, show up, and begin the journey. Stop believing you must have the entire map for this journey, however, laying across your table before you begin to move. If you wait for this to happen, you will stay stagnant forever, and your ego will jump for joy because it has won, for it is the one who is telling you not to proceed until you know all the answers. Think of it as having a vague idea of where you would like to go, and then simply start that journey with the first step. The key points here are connecting to your soul, quieting the ego, beginning the forward momentum, and then surrendering to spirit and trusting that spirit will take care of you. When you work for higher forces outside of yourself, there is an army of unseen helpers whose main job is to help your dreams come true. But if you keep looking for a perfectly orchestrated roadmap of directions from point A to Z, it will never arrive, and you will waste this life waiting, knowing there was something much bigger you were supposed to do, but never allowing yourself to embrace it and execute it. Never forget, we are all pieces of the great I Am, the mother, father, force of all that is. So you have that divine spark within if you choose to see it, embrace it, and work within it. And stop believing you must know all the answers before you begin the journey. You won't, ever. Some may have a better idea about where they would like to go, but the smartest out there know it is impossible to direct the winds, but they can alter their sails. Therefore, unforeseen things will occur as you passionately move toward your dreams. But sometimes the very best part on a journey is the unforeseen things that pop up along the way, the things never even imagined. These are often the highlights when one is open-minded enough to experience them. Connect into your soul to find and recognize your passion, and then show up and do the work. Even when there are no roadmaps and you may feel out of your element, we cannot stress enough that this is where it all begins. Each one of your individual souls have special gifts and abilities that you can only see when you allow yourself to connect. This is why you are here. You feel it, even if you know not how to deal with it at this time. Wave by wave, there are groups of you who are slowly rubbing your eyes and waking up. Do not allow your egos to keep you from this divine plan that will help your fellow man as your own spiritual progression as well. This is no accident that you are here at this given time. Follow your heart. This is Susan Schuler, channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Please stay tuned for the last segment of the show when we'll be discussing today's channel. Thank you.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you a light worker? Would you like to become a light worker? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, and I've partnered with my co-host from Angel Talk Tuesday, the gifted and talented Susan Schuler, to bring you an exciting new online event.
As former public school educators, Julie and I are now spiritual teachers. We've teamed up together to offer an exciting new mentorship program to help spiritual seekers align with their gifts to serve humanity.
This is an ongoing program that runs in 4-month segments. Go to juliegeigel.com to watch a sneak preview and learn more.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel and the beautiful Susan Schuler here, and you are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday on Om Times Radio. And wow, Jacob was on fire this morning. Couldn't write fast enough. Honestly, so much beautiful stuff that came through today, Susan. That was wonderful.
Awesome.
So let's just go ahead and dive right in. Jacob talked about the ego, at the tantrum. I loved that. The ego stomps its feet and has a tantrum. It's very manipulative. And he talked about that negative chatter that I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, I don't have enough money, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, to really understand what it is, don't listen to the voices of doubt. That's not who you are. And, I mean, this is just a theme of the past 5 years that I've been channeling that comes through again and again, these beautiful reminders for people that we have so much more power than we realize. And when we stop functioning from our ego, it changes everything. He also said, if you only connect in with your ego, you will fall short of your dreams. And I loved it when he got real serious and he said, it is vital to spend time daily with your soul, remembering who you are. As you do this, it will become crystal clear why you are here and how you can help change the world. Wow. We could just stop right there and be done. Any thoughts about any of that?
Oh, gosh, I'm still humming right now. We could change the world. And it is interesting because you do see, at least I notice, there are so many more people right now who are interested in living their passion. I mean, even in the class that we teach, there was one girl I knew who was like, okay, this is my bread and butter. This supports me, but this is not my passion. And last week when we did different readings, that was one of the things I think one of the girls in class talked about. And I'm sure, Julie, you can agree with me on this, that how many people sit in front of you during readings that is what they're saying. They're like, okay, yeah, my job is great. I make a lot of money. There's security. It's not going to go away, but this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, so yeah,
they're feeling disconnected.
Yeah, and it's not good enough anymore. Whereas years ago, maybe it was good enough to feel like I've got a good job where I make money and I can support my family. Mm-hmm. But now it's like we need to have the purpose.
We need to have that. Does it ignite my soul?
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah, in days gone by, we just got by. I mean, you were lucky to have a good job. You were lucky to be able to put food on the table. Nowadays, with this new earth energy, it is so much more. It is so much more. It's about aligning with your joy and making your soul sing, hearing the song of your soul as well. So it's not just about getting by anymore. And Jacob talked about how crucial, I mean, vital. You are so much brighter, bolder, and braver than you realize. Now is the time to step forward. And I think a lot of people are feeling that urgency. They're feeling like, oh, now or never, or, you know, carpe diem, take the bull by the horns and just do it. And so Jacob talked a lot about just sitting quietly, reconnecting with your soul. Everything you need to change the world is already within you. So I know sometimes that whole idea of, oh, okay, I'm going to change the world, that can be a little bit daunting for people. And when, you know, Gandhi really just brings it home. He brings it to you. He helps you start where you're at, be the change you wish to see in the world. And it doesn't mean that you have to be some big dramatic player in all this. It simply means that by living your own truth and honoring the passions and desires of your heart, that you can be the change by simply doing that, by simply not going along to get along anymore.
And it's interesting, Julie, too. It's also honoring that in other people. That's the thing I see. I still see certain judgments. You know what I mean? And it's like there has to be that sort of, you know, you're doing something that sets you on fire, and I respect that. It may be different than where I'm at, but I respect that. And to me, that's what I'm really hoping to see more of a shift in instead of the judgment. The sort of like, okay, this may be a different ideology than what I grew up with, or this may be a different religious belief. But being able to see that there is that connection between all of them, and it doesn't matter whether you label yourself as, like I said before, Christian or Muslim or whatever, but that we are all one, and we are accepting of that because we're seeing the joy that other people are bringing. Do you understand what I mean?
Most definitely, most definitely. I remember when I took the leap. One of the big things that kept me stuck for a long time was my husband with the idea that I was being selfish. That, you know, why couldn't I just, I know, right? And we're still married. But love him to death. But yeah, why couldn't I just be happy? I had a great job. I had a great pension. I had great benefits. Why couldn't, and that was, you know, I'd always dreamed about that. I worked hard to go to college to get to where I was. Why couldn't I just be happy with that? And it was, that show up and do the work. I loved it when Jacob said that because it's not easy. It's not easy to wade through all of the mental chatter of your own mind, but also the judgment from the people around you, wading through all of that. And you have to show up every day and do the work, even though there's no roadmap. I mean, I didn't have that crystal clear voice in my head like I do today. It's much stronger. But for a very, very long time, I just meditated and with the question, if not this, then what? And I think it was probably a year I meditated with that question before I really got an answer, before I really felt confident and strong and trusted my intuition that that it was really God that was guiding me in a new direction. So think of it as having a vague idea of where you want to go and taking a step in that direction. So that's really, I loved that piece of advice from Jacob because that is, again, the number two question. You know, certainly the number one question is, what's my life purpose? And then, you know, the number two question is, how do I get it? How do I get there? How do I do this? And I think Jacob really broke it down. Think of it as having a vague idea of where you want to go and taking one step in that direction. So for me, it was, you know, I knew what I liked. So I started moving toward doing more things that I enjoyed, more things that I had an interest, more things that would be labeled as a hobby. And out of that developed my divine life, the knowing of what my divine life purpose was.
Yeah, Julie, that's a brilliant way of putting it, because it does sort of, and people, it is funny because everybody's like, okay, they want you to tell them. And it's yep. like, but you have to just follow. It's making your soul sing, your heart sing. And from that, it will grow. And it's like, and I've already had clients look at me like, okay, you just don't know the answer. And it's like, no, it's not that I don't know the answer. It's just, it's not my journey. It's your journey. You know, that's part of the situation.
Most definitely. Unforeseen things will occur as you move forward towards your dream. Our last quote from Jacob. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Remember, archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on ohmtimesradio.com. Don't forget to join us in the break room over at Angel Talk Tuesday Break Room. And remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler, helping you connect with your own angelic team.